That is, I guess I can always write. I haven't been writing enough. Keep in practice. I sent you one the other day, a letter. But I'd rather talk, and you might enjoy listening more, since it takes. I can say a lot more about.
Get it in the mail.
As I say more and more, I say a lot less, however.
I'll
but
start this Friday, my day off.
They had a program out here to bring
house.
Wives out for Christmas,
the
or for Thanksgiving.
And I, took a ride out
and,
I
talked to you about it, you know, mentioned
see
that
the
I didn't.
Apartments that
I would
Lou's
certainly
building.
Like to have had you come out.
Lou
but they
invited
would only let you, let the wife stay in. Saigon or Da Nang.
But when they came,
I think one of our guys, Don
while,
White, who has his wife in
was pretty sick,
in Bangkok,
so
I think she came into
home.
Country and is up in Da Nang. And it wasn't, I think perhaps he brought her down here. I'm not sure. I saw him today and he wasn't
over.
Supposed to be in
they
in the province. But I saw him down here and he told me that
dinner, while we were still
just to remember that I didn't see him. I didn't see his wife
him.
Though. Maybe he brought her down and left her down at his house where he lives. It'd be nice though if you could have come out here and visited, seen Quan Nai, seen where I live and how I live. I thought about bringing you out and. When I got the word, it was in November, and I doubt that we could have got
a
visa.
A good visit.
Anyway, it'd have been worth the try if we could have got you out here, boy. It'd been real good.
Saturday
I would. I'd sure like to have you see this little old town. It's real pleasant, and I'm.
I
get along good with most everybody. It's
Dad
just that
didn't feel like going
here I go again. This damn job is making me. The way they got it set up is making me goofy. But if I was smart, I'd work
Dad
around it. But I'm so damn bullheaded. I won't do anything about it except gripe and agitate people that have. That are trying to make a run.
That came in the morning mail.
But I don't know. Maybe the good Lord's supposed to take care of me.
Your voice was so
and he's been working on me a couple of days
so
about
I took
this
down to
temper of mine.
To see if there was
and
wrong with it.
I've let go a
they
couple of times
no,
and made some blasts, but I've been thinking the last two or three
they
days about
in it,
this love of humanity
and.
There's something I read from
Dad
one of the books that Unity sent out, a little story about
so we had to drive
instead of us trying to solve the
to Kmart's
these
where
problems
we
that
it
we have, they're talking mostly about national problems like civil rights. If people would look within themselves and do what Christ is
right in the middle
trying
the
to teach
traffic.
Us to do, to start
this
loving
morning,
loving one another
seven,
with the same love that we have for ourselves, then these other problems about civil rights, the other problems
but
that we get involved
Elvira
with involving humanity,
church.
Which everyone, is, all the problems are humanity, I take it.
I told
will
them
be solved
I would go
without
if
any,
they would go to the
without
Baptist
too much
church up at Table Mesa.
Serious.
So the next big
work.
Project was getting Dad
but
dressed
how
up.
Many of us can wholeheartedly love another
his electric
and one another
razor, and you know
because of our selfish attitudes? Now I've been thinking
so
real strong about this, and some of the. Areas
I
where I've been being perturbed at other people, I've been concentrating on this
Dad
love
likes to have
area.
Someone fuss over
and
him.
Surprising enough, it,
is
it
always
changes my mind from the
herself,
hard feeling
have
I have And when I change my mind, it changes my emotional reaction also. And I have been getting some things done, but the problem with me is that these have been so much, this is such a habit of hardening my mind toward others that it goes into a natural reflexive action before I know what's going on, and by the time I get around to studying it, I've gone through a couple of days of turmoil within myself. Now the best solution to this problem is for me to train myself so that I naturally think of love and of my fellow man. Think of just loving him like a brother. Or better than a brother, love him like you do, like I do myself. And that shouldn't be too hard to do, because you can transfer this self-love to you can feel the self-love. It's I don't like to say self-love, because everybody gets the wrong idea that it's something like what they call narcissistic love, love of oneself to the extent that everything else is obliterated. Not love oneself, but feel proud of oneself. Feel satisfied with oneself.
Honey, I can't
feeling filled with the knowledge that, as I keep telling myself, you're a good guy. There's nothing wrong with you. You're a number one,
maybe
Joe. You're a good guy. So, and that's the kind of love I'm talking about, that I can transfer to my fellow man that I work with. The people I get angry with, to the Vietnamese
girl
who works for me, to the frustration
like
I run
that?
In and
to,
and usually get
she
involved
so
with a
sweet
personality on the other end of my frustration. When I can say to myself, well, heck, I'm a good guy, what am I mad at? And this is a good guy too, this guy is just like me.
Goodbye, honey.
And he's a heck of a nice guy.
Well, Florence just arrived.
And I know how to compare what I mean by nice, because I'm comparing it to myself. His, my comparing him to me. And when I compare and say that a guy is good just like you, Carlo, then I know that he's a good guy. Because I think I'm a good guy. Now, isn't that a lot of talk about oneself? For to be sent into his wife, who's sitting there wondering what in the world brought all that on. But this is just another little self-therapy that we go through. I'm talking into this microphone, but I'm looking at you, honey. I'm seeing you sitting right there in a chair by me, like you're sitting now listening, and I'm talking right straight at you, looking you in the eye, and the voice that's coming out of the speaker toward you is filled with all the thoughts and visions of you sitting there listening and taking it all in. And here's a big kiss while you're sitting there. Well, this therapy thing, anyway, I'm getting whatever it is off my chest. And I'm thankful for it on this Thanksgiving Day, and so many other things that I'm thankful for as I sit here in my little room at 9:20 in the evening. The generator's running because the city lights are out. Maybe you can hear it in the background. That rumbling and rattling is the old generator, and that's what we hear night and day when the we don't have any power from the city. We're supposed to be off of the city light's supposed to come on about 9:30, and I'll be through with this tape before then, I hope. anyway, darling, I'm thankful for the fact that I'm here trying to help someone else. I'm thankful for the fact that my government is in good enough condition financially and strong enough militarily and sound enough economically to send me out here to do this, whatever the projects are that the government has set up. I'm thankful enough that I'm physically and mentally capable of doing this thing at my age at 54. I'm thankful that the good Lord has been protecting me all the time I'm here and has protected you all the time I'm away from you. I'm thankful for our, not only our health and our mental and physical strength, but for the material wealth that we have. It's nothing great, but it's great to you and I because it's ours and it's in a standard suitable for us, suitable for our lives, suitable for our the conditions in which we live and the way we want to live. Gives us a feeling of contentment and security that you and I must have. And I'm thankful for the fact that you and I are a man and wife and that we've had these many fine years together. What'll it be? 28, it'll be 28 years coming up. And I'm thankful for that. As I look back over the years, I'm doubly thankful because I could also visualize what paths that we may have gone down separately. At least for me, I can visualize nothing but probably sorrow if it hadn't been for your great love that helped old Carly in the stumbling path along the way, helped him develop whatever strength he has. It's too bad that it couldn't have been developed properly in earlier days. Maybe it's too bad. I don't know. We can't. Who can say? If we live a predestined, if our lives are predestined, it doesn't matter. Because I would have met you anyway, come around to where I am, whatever path I was on. But when one has little problems to overcome and one overcomes them along with the help of someone like you, there's plenty to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day. And I am really thankful. I'm thankful for the family that is part of me, the inheritance or the heritage that I come from. I'm thankful for the strength that's given us from this family inheritance. I'm thankful that I have knuckleheads for relatives and nice guys for relatives, and I'm thankful that we're just part of the whole human structure. Most of all, I guess, right now, I'm thankful that I'm talking to you. I'm thankful that the good Lord is straightening things out for me. It makes it possible for me to love you as much as I do. I'm thankful, honey, that you're sitting there listening to me. And I'm thankful for the thought of me coming home to see you.
Say, listening to those tapes you've been sending, by the way.